The filing period for North Carolina's legislative seats begins in just 6 weeks, but election district boundaries are still up in the air. A federal court hearing in Greensboro this week may shed some light on whether judges consider efforts to redraw 28 districts to pass constitutional muster. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
In 2016, the same three-judge panel found these districts to be illegal racial gerrymanders that weaken the influence of black voters. The U.S. Supreme Court backed the judges up on that last June, and then the redrawing began. First by Republican lawmakers, who argued their new maps solved the problem because they didn't use race as an official criterion. But judges still had questions about two Senate and two House districts. They called an outside expert, Stanford University law professor Nathaniel Persily, to redraw those more compactly and tweak several other districts. The plaintiffs in the case called Persily's plan an appropriate and legal remedy, but lawyers for Republican lawmakers don't like it. They've hired their own consultant, Douglas Johnson, based in California, to testify about, quote, the extent to which race predominated over other traditional redistricting criteria in Persily's proposal. The hearing is scheduled for Friday morning. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.